It is 93 WXRT Chicago, and we are live from Studio X. And joining us this afternoon, singer, songwriter, guitarist, a man who's given the XRT library many good songs over the years. And he's got a brand new CD coming out. He's in town tonight for a Soul.XRT show. Please welcome Ryan Adams.
Yo.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, and some of the Cardinals are with you as well.
Yeah, well, I am in the Cardinals, so the Cardinals are here, really.
Okay, so
but, it's... Yeah, but I'm here, too. It's all good. Chicago land.
Good to have you here.
Man, I gotta ask you a question while we're on the air.
Sure.
Do you remember this show, and it's strange that I would have gotten in North Carolina, but this morning show with this very tall, very strange clown... They used to come on here.
Bozo
the Clown.
Absolutely, yeah.
Does this still happen?
No, it ended a few years ago.
That is a shame. Do you remember the thing that they did with the buckets? You throw the ball.
Yeah, the grand prize game.
I grew up so wishing that I could do that. I don't know how many times that I like set up buckets in the backyard of my grandmother's place and like threw bean bags at them.
You just couldn't duplicate it at home, though, I don't think. It
no,
wasn't
I the
same.
Clown part down, though.
Oh. As a young lad, I was actually on in the studio audience at an early incarnation of that show.
With Bozo the Clown.
He was like one of the characters, but it was called, I think, Uncle Ned's Lunchtime Theater or something at that time.
I think it was really like deep theater that and they also had this amazing mattress commercial that would come on in between that show.
It was like a rite of passage for, you know, youngsters in the Chicago area, because as soon as you were born, your parents would sign. There's a long waiting list, so when you were born, your parents would sign you up, and then, like, you know, 8 years later, you get to go on the show.
Some of the kids would be extraordinarily terrified. If I remember, they would have their clown moment. You could tell which of them would later be completely afraid of clowns. Because some of the, you know, they go up to do, maybe it was TV stage fright or something, but they would go up and freak out before they could even, you know, throw the first ball for the first bucket.
Yeah, that happened when we went on the show, actually. When I was a kid, my cousin freaked out and he wouldn't go on.
Did you get to throw the ball?
No, they didn't pick me, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I was... Well,
did
I was...
So your cousin freaked out.
He freaked out, and he wouldn't go on the show, much to the eternal shame of my aunt. She was just, you know, flabbergasted that he wouldn't do it.
So he saw Bozo from the wings and got shaken.
Yeah.
By... I mean, there is something slightly terrifying about it, though. Like, I don't know what that is, but I mean, like... I don't know, like before 9 a.m., like clowns are a bit intense, I think, for anybody.
They're kind of a polarizing figure, I think, clowns. Some people love them and some people are afraid of them.
I think midnight to 9 a.m., like maybe there should be like a no-fly zone for clowns, because I mean, like, it's too much right when you get up, and especially too much if you're out wandering after midnight and you see a clown. You can pretty much guarantee like something bad is going to happen, and that Stephen King will cover that probably.
Well,
later.
He did the...
Later in a novel.
Well, he did that. He did a terrifying clown thing called, It, I think. Pennywise was the clown who would, like, attack kids.
That was a big deal, that book. Do you remember in Donnie Darko, they show the mother, Donnie's mother, and outside in the yard when they're doing the opening montage, and she's reading It. They scream. Well, maybe I watched it too many times, but I noticed that she was reading that paperback.
We're talking with Ryan Adams and the Cardinals here on 93XRT. And speaking of Stephen King, he wrote a very nice review of your new CD.
Oh, we just paid him off.
Is that what happened?
No. No, I don't know. Well, I mean, kind of, yeah. I mean, sort of. We just sort of, I think I made a point to ask if they could send him a copy, because I just really like that guy, his vibe. It's just really, he's just an intense guy. And
he's the master of modern horror.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he's... consistently got a lot of great ideas, and I mean, I love all the stuff that gets turned into TV movies, and I think, you know, and also he's a huge music fan, and I think I'd read a few things that he like record reviews or overviews rather, and it seemed like a good thing, you know.
Did you have a chance to meet him when he to discuss the new album or talk to him on the phone? It seemed like he talked to you a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I was supposed to talk to him for a while, and actually I was on the way to the grocery store, and I ended up, you know, I was walking, I don't know, I think I was walking up Broadway or something, like, and making my way over to the West Village, and my phone rings, and I pick it up, and I thought it was going to be this friend of mine who has blocked a number, but in fact it was Steve King, and he was in a really kind of awesome, like, I don't know, maybe a little grumpy kind of a mood, which was just amazing. And I don't know, like 25 minutes later, he was done with me. And before I could get home from the grocery store, like, which wasn't really all that long, he'd already sent his thing in.
Like, I think he writes constantly, doesn't he? I mean,
yeah, and swiftly. He was ready. He was prepared. It was like amazing. It was like, you know, dial a bio or something. You know what I mean? I was hoping for more thunder and lightning and a few clowns. But
his voice is not very intimidating. I mean, it's kind of, he's got a little bit of a high pitched voice, which kind of belies his scary horror sound.
He kind of sounded like Midwestern and like had like a lilting type voice, but definitely like there was like whenever I think I wasn't giving him what he wanted, he could be very commanding. But in my mind, I kept thinking like the possibility of him actually being a werewolf was real, and therefore like, as a werewolf myself, I don't want to feud with my own posse.
Well, now that you know Stephen King is a fan, do you want to incorporate more like horror into your songs? Is that?
Oh, I think there's plenty of horror in my life for the last 10 years, and I think it's and not much of it made it into my songs, unfortunately. But no, but I mean, I don't know. There's a couple. I have a country song about a werewolf, which is it's not really a country song. I don't suppose, but I like that kind of stuff. I like the idea of gothic country, you know, like people dressed up as Dracula playing like roots music. Like, there's room for that. There is room for that vibe.
Yeah, the record guy's going, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are you guys going to play for us first here? Brian Adams and the Cardinals, were live from Studio X and XRT.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to play two. Are we planning to play two, Neil?
A song called Two.
Yeah. Here, all right.